The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The Garda Representative Association is again calling for tougher mandatory sentences to be brought in for those who assault Gardaí after recent attacks on members of the force. The association says there's been a 57% increase in assaults over the last 5 years, which is why tougher action must be taken. Brendan O'Connor is the president of the Garda Representative Association. He joins me now. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The nature of these assaults, some are up close and personal, and others, of course, as we've seen recently, can be vehicular attacks.
That's correct, Pat. I mean, we're talking about the entire spectrum from very minor assaults, a push, a shove, maybe a punch, up to then to get more serious, to a kick or that, and that could cause injury. And then we saw a case recently there where a guard was actually stabbed in the head with a screwdriver, and then we all witnessed what happened in Cherry Orchard last week. And then in Dundalk last weekend, we had fire crews and Gardaí coming under attack from a gang of youths throwing stones. So certainly there's an entire spectrum, but an alarming regularity and a pattern which continues on an upwards trajectory that needs to be addressed.
Now, what exactly do you want? I mean, do you want a mandatory sentence? Do you want incarceration as mandatory? What exactly do you want? And with juveniles, of course, there are different issues that have to be resolved. Do you want a sliding scale?
Well, what we want is a strong deterrent that will actually act as a message to people that if you attack a member from Gardaí Síochána who is a representative of our society and our democracy, that there will be consequences for you. So I think it's for more learned people on the bench to decide exactly the exact sentence. But certainly we would believe for the serious attacks on our members, custodial sentences have to be part of the equation. We have to send a strong message that if you attack a guard or any of our frontline emergency service colleagues, you will face a custodial sentence, because at the moment there doesn't seem to be that deterrent, and there certainly doesn't seem to be influence in people's behaviour.
Now, we know that the men and women on the bench are given discretion in our jurisdiction for most offences, except for murder, where there is a mandatory life sentence. I'm just wondering how this would work, because there's scarcely any possibility of mitigation when it comes to attacking a Garda or attacking an ambulance crew member or a fire service member.
Well, there are certain pieces of legislation on the statute that impose particularly defined sentences. And even in those cases, the legislation provides for a certain input from the judge to make a decision whether there's exceptional circumstances or to look at mitigating factors. So, I mean, what we're looking for is a strong, robust mandatory sentence. But, I mean, our constitution and our democracy always will have some fail-safe or some level of discretion for members of the judiciary, and that would be entirely appropriate. But we would like to see, on the whole, very robust legislation that leaves people on no doubt of what they will face if they choose to use violence and direct violence at a member of our organisation, our association, or any other frontline emergency.
Is there any legislation at the moment that specifically mentions members of, if you like, the public services like Gardaí, ambulance and fire, to treat them differently in the manner of, for example, if someone is convicted of assault of an ordinary citizen versus someone who's convicted of the same assault on a Garda?
No, there's not. There's one reference to a peace officer in the public order legislation, but there is a bill before the Oireachtas, which is that committee stage, that has specific reference and even has specific reference to incidents where a Garda car is rammed. So what we are calling is for the public or the political partners to get behind that legislation, get it moving. There's no impediment to passing legislation. It's there, it's drafted, it's at committee stage. And we believe and we understand that if the political will was there, that legislation would be passed, would find protection for our members. That's long overdue.
And finally, do you have a particular problem with juveniles who literally give two fingers to the guards a lot of the time?
Well, the legislation and the procedures governing the use of the processing of juveniles to become involved in the criminal justice system is something that's outside of our remit. But certainly, recidivist juvenile offenders, there is some anecdotal evidence that some of them benefit perhaps from a very lenient approach. But again, it's very important to find that balance between getting a young person back on the right path and labelling them for the rest of their life. So that's certainly for, as I say, other agencies than ourselves. We're interested in protecting the members of our interests, but certainly there are some juveniles out there that do seem to act with a sense of impunity, and that needs to be addressed as part of the overall equation.
Garda Representative Association President Brendan O'Connor, thank you very much. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.